Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'm trying to check out some of my email here. This Mr. Capps is a listener, and praise the Lord, we have so many listeners on RBN. But we do get mail, and we do get the same questions a lot. And so let me just answer a few of them here. Yes, it took us 2 years. Our police and military organization and a lot of good friends were very concerned about finding the safest place in America to live before we build our communities, because we believe the day's coming when things are going to get real tough here in America. But then again, maybe not. At that time, over 10 years ago, the Christians had totally withdrawn, and there was no Christians, it seemed like, awakening to what's actually going on. And now there is. Some changes are happening. But still, we wanted to find a place in case things really get rough. We had been convinced a long, long time ago that the rapture is not coming. There is no pre-trib rapture, so we knew we were going to go through hell on earth here and in the United States. So we started looking for the best place in America to live, and we took into account, all the natural disasters. We didn't want to live in a place that had natural disasters. We didn't want to be in the area of Aztlan Reconquista. That's the southwest part of the United States that Bush and Vicente Fox have deemed is going to go back under the Mexican flag, and it seems like very shortly. And so I left Phoenix. My bride left Tucson, our military unit there in Tucson, and a lot of people understand what's happening in the Southwest, and nothing stopping the Rico Kista plan. And so anyway, we had to find a place for our kids and grandkids. And so we took a couple years, took our time, found the safest place in America, the place that had everything we needed to live during the best of times or the very worst of times. Mild winter, we wanted four seasons so we could grow a lot of crops and there'd be a lot of natural herbs growing where we could treat ourselves holistically. And we found that place, Idaho County, Idaho, USA, and it had everything we wanted and none of the negatives, no natural disasters, no military targets, no nuclear reactors, amazing how many negatives there were we wanted to stay away from. Even down to the chiggers that eat you alive if you have to escape and evade into the southeast part of the United States. If you had to escape and evade into the forest, we didn't want the ticks and the chiggers. And so just everything we could think of that as police officers and soldiers, we knew that we didn't want any part of. And so we ended up here where there is more protein in the forest than the rivers. A person couldn't die of starvation if they tried to up here in these great Rocky Mountains. And here's the thing. We have a great county that has no building codes, no zoning restrictions, is basically free from federal control at this time, but we want to keep it free from federal control. And so we've become politically active. We ask people to come up here to be politically active with us and get involved with us. We meet every Thursday night and have our political meeting and talk about how we're going to keep federal encroachment in the county from getting in here to begin with, because it's easier to keep it out than trying to chase it out once it's here. And we decided that because we knew this was also a spiritual battle, that we're fighting against Luciferians that's taken over our government, the state houses, every state, and the White House, of course, the judiciary, Congress, that it was a spiritual battle, and we had to try to do everything God told us to do in the Holy Scriptures, everything. And so we set up our constitutional communities here to where there was no salesman. We would buy a farmer's field, put our retirement savings together and buy a farmer's field and subdivide it up and use our retirement money as I did. And then we sell it to people like myself that want to come up here at no interest because usury is against God's law. So if a Christian like myself had to come up and make payments on his property, there would be no interest, no usury, right? And that drove all the real estate people up here wacko because they never heard of such a crazy thing in their lives. Everybody has to pay at least twice the cost of their property, or three times under the interest program. And under our program, there is no monetary interest at all, no wealth creation up here in selling real estate. We have no salesmen. We have no built-in profit margin. We just, after we sell the property to Christians that love the Lord Jesus Christ, we go and take our retirement money out, so if we go buy another farmer's field, do it again and again. Well, we have 11 now, spread over a 35-mile area, and it's, 360 some families from about 35 different states now who've moved in here, and we're really becoming a political force for God and country in this county. And that's the way to do it, folks. You have to be able to have political clout. We tried it in Phoenix, Arizona, the sixth largest city in the United States, but there was something like 3 million people. And it's very difficult to have an effect when you're just several thousand families of Christians when you have 3, 4, 5, 6 million people in an area. But in a nice area like this that has mild winters where if we had to escape and evade into the forest or go out there and practice in the dead of winter, we wouldn't freeze to death. It's a mild winter up here, very little snow, but has four seasons, so we can grow almost all the crops we need to grow to can during the summer, and we have it throughout the winter. is that everybody's invited, but if you want to move into our Christian constitutional community, you have to be a Christian. Of course, that makes sense. Well, that upsets some people because we have some very fine patriots coming up here, soldiers, police officers, about 50% of our people are retired military that have come up in law enforcement. And some of them aren't Christian. And so, of course, they're welcome. It's just that when we have a Christian community, you can't have non-Christians buy into the community. But there are a lot of wonderful pieces of property up here to build your home on or bring a mobile home in on or a prefab home or something. A lot of non-Christians are coming up, which we're thankful for, that just love the Constitution, love freedom. And so that's wonderful. They're welcome. And so understand this, too, that we are not a communist commune. Now, every year we have people coming up here that have no visible means of support, and they want to be kept. They want to live with you. They want to share your food. They want to move in with you, basically. Some of these people are very nice folks, but they get the wrong idea. We're mostly medium income or lower income or poor people, you might say, living on pensions or something. And most of us don't have room to have somebody move in with us and for us to take care of them. And so occasionally some of the old hippies from the 60s will come up and they'll think we've got another communist commune up here and we got a chicken in the pot and everybody gets in and has chicken soup and dips into it. Not like that. We all are property owners, or we lease property or rent apartments or homes or mobile homes. And we have our own places. And so, sadly, we don't have something like that here. I wouldn't want it to be communist, but, I mean, if it was a place for poor people to come, a person had a big piece of land and a big building that they could, for a very low amount of money, rent a bed, some hot meals and so forth, that would be nice, but we just don't have it at this time. And so be prepared if you come up here that you need to have a way to either rent a place of your own, be able to be self-sufficient. Now, we love you, and we'll see you each week at our political meeting, and we have to try to take care of each other if somebody needs something or somebody gets sick or something. But because so many of us here, God's people, are living on very little income, there's not a lot to go around for people to come in here and want to live off others. And so that just isn't happening at this time. And so I want to say hi to our brother Cupps, who says here, he says, I'm 63 and retired. I must vacate my residence at the end of August here in Texas. I currently, the current events predict that I would be wise to relocate to an area which might prove to be safer. It seems as if your area might be about as safe as any other in our country. Allowing that you and many others have researched this issue and decided upon Idaho County. I think that will be the way for me to go. Also, first myself, then later on a place of refuge for my children and my grandchildren. Well, Brother Cupps, that's why I'm here. I'm here to build a place for my children and grandchildren. My children, two of my children out of three, my boys, live in Phoenix and Scottsdale, where the Bush and Vicente Fox Reconquista Atlan program's coming in. And they're not going to be able to live very well under the Mexican flag. So I'm up here to build a place for them. And so they have a place to come to. They know what's coming. And coming very rapidly in those areas, nothing's stopping it. Mr. Cupps says here, is there any person or organization who might be able to assist me with mainly info about an initial place of residence up there? Well, yes, there is, matter of fact. And I'm restricted to my Social Security income and have no assets to convert. I'm just going to pack up and go. Well, Mr. Cupps, you're welcome. But remember, you have to be self-sufficient at this time. And that can be kind of tough sometimes, but sometimes not so bad. So we'll be right back after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All the fruit trees are blossoming, all the free fruit apples, you know, off wild apple trees, peach, or not peach trees, but plum trees, and pear trees, and cherry trees, and all the berries are coming in right now, raspberries, blackberries, and so forth. And we can those up for the winter time, and then we have a barter system where we're growing gardens, and people barter together for things they want. In other words, you don't have to grow everything. You have a little garden like we have right now. We've got some watermelon and we got some corn, and it's very little, believe me, because we've been gone all summer. But anyway, you have things. A lot of times you can barter with others, so we try to help each other. But anyway, you say you're an RBN listener and find myself able to understand and relate well with what you are and what you are and what you're doing and things you believe in. Regards, Mr. Cups. I won't give out your full name because you didn't say I could, and I don't think that's important anyway, but this is what we get quite often, folks. And so Mr. Cups, contact us, and we can discuss things a little bit. Best of all, if you just come on up and be here over a Thursday night, we can take you down and introduce you to our political people that love God and freedom. I'm one of those people that try to go each Thursday night to our political meeting. It's a lot of fun. We have dinner together, and then we go into our political meeting. And it's a good place to meet the kind of people that are up here. So welcome, Mr. Cups. Just give us a call. Let us know what you want to do, if you're going to be able to visit, or if you're just going to move on up here. We can give you a few tips, okay? Thanks for the email, and that answers a lot of email and questions I know of a lot of listeners out there, because we get so many with those kind of questions. Let's see here. Okay, another email came in, and I want to thank Wesley. Wesley kind of misunderstands me. He says here that the King James only stand is not good, Jack. King James Bible only is the wrong choice. He says here, Pete Peters has 12 hours on the subject of the King James Bible, and maybe you haven't heard about it. No, I haven't. I know Pastor Pete Peters, and I don't know about his 12 hours on the subject. He says, Jesus and his apostles had the Old Testament called the Septuagint. Is it faulty as well, he asked me? Perhaps Jesus and his apostles needed to wait around until 1611 A.D. for the good King James Bible, huh, Jack? This is what he's taking me on here. A better verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now, he's a listener, folks, you know. He says, should you, and that's 2 Chronicles 19:2. He says, should you help the wicked and love those who hate, and he's got in parentheses here the Jews, hate the Lord, and so bring wrath on yourself from the Lord. And that's Wesley writing to me. He's a listener also. Let me understand, or let me help you understand, Wesley, I am not a Bible authority. I'm not a preacher, and I'm learning all the time. And Wesley, you may have something to tell me. You may have something to teach me. And that's great, because I like to learn, and I'm reading all the time, or studying all the time, or researching all the time, that I'm not doing other things here at our two police and military associations. If you have something you want me to know about, I have a hard time ordering tapes because I don't have much money, but please let me know. I have tried, and I believe it's a very good thing to do. All the listeners out there, listen up. Don't just settle with the King James Bible. I know preachers will go bonkers if you tell them that, because the preachers we still have that are in the King James Bible is much better than being in the New Age Bibles out there, which there's so many of them out there that have changed so much in the King James Bible. But I'm one that believes in going back and back and back. I've got a Geneva Bible, got a Textus Receptus Bible, and try to go back as far as we can to get to the original text. So we're not too far off, Wesley, but I'm open all the time to learning. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
To mention that over the weekend we lost 7 of our brothers again, and I don't know if they were all male soldiers or not, but the war is still raging, very much raging over there in the Middle East, and it just breaks our heart all the time to hear about the deaths of more of our brothers and sisters over there every single week. And what we're hearing is once again a lie. A general came on and says there's about 30 attacks in Iraq a week. And, of course, this is not true. We have soldiers over there, friends of ours that are there, and tell us that, daily they're hearing missiles blow up and they're hearing, incoming firefights and everything. And so it's not 30 a week, folks. If it's more than 30 a day, we're sure. According to what we're having reported to us. But anyway, we know the government lies. But they may have been telling somewhat of the truth and saying that 7 of our brothers and sisters were killed over the weekend, which hope you'll just pray for those families that lost loved ones over there. And also for all the injured, we sure, if we had 7 of our brothers and sisters killed over the weekend, think of how many injuries there are. Pray for the injured, too. And that... we hope and pray that more people will wake up to the fact that we're not over there for any American reason at all, not for our safety, not for our security, not for the oil, because we're not getting the oil. The oil is going to other countries, And so we shouldn't be there. But enough said on that. I just want to once again thank the people for writing in. Wesley, as we were leaving the air here for the break, just want to let you know this old cop's open. And I'm doing my best to go back. I know King James was biased in his own ways, and I've heard some of the stories about him. I believe everybody that puts a Bible together is probably biased in some way, especially a king. And so, yes, I'm very interested in going back and am trying to do so on my limited budget. Like I say, I finally got a hold of a Geneva Bible, which was before the King James Bible, and it's very interesting. And then the Textus Receptus is another one from the New Testament. And so we're doing the best we can, praying every day that God will give us wisdom and discernment and his real word. Let us have his real word. And so I'm in agreement with you, Wesley, that we need to keep trying to learn the truth of God's word. And so thanks for the letter. And we'll just go on to other things now, folks. I want to say something about this present withdrawal here and tell you how our soldiers and police officers feel here at Aid and Abet about this present withdrawal on the part of the international crime lords that control Israel. That it's a fraud, it's a fake, and it's a farce. Israel Sharon wants the whole Middle East. And the Christians that you and I know, and you may be one of them, believe that because he and the people there are God's chosen people, they deserve the whole Middle East, okay? And so he's going for it because although he's an atheist and he's not, he's a Zionist and he's not a Jew at all, because he's an atheist and he's a Zionist, and he's a Gentile, okay? And he's one of those Ashkenazi Jews that our Jewish brothers and sisters and law enforcement and the military have shown us are Gentiles passing themselves off as Jews over there. But if the Christians believe that these Gentiles passing themselves off as Jews over there are God's chosen people and are going to support them in taking over the whole Middle East, they want it. They want it, and they're going to go for it, and Bush is trying to help them get it. And so I want to thank another Jewish brother who gave us this document I'm looking at right here before me. It's called A Mission to Israel, and it goes into, once again, many of the things we already know, proving that these Zionists that came over from Eastern Europe, these Gentiles, calling Gentiles who their forefathers in the 7th century, 740 A.D., right around there, accepted Judaism. Now, these are the Turks, the nomadic people of the Eastern Europe who have no Semitic blood in them, according to what I'm reading here of all the Jewish writers and the rabbis. I'm looking at the Jewish Encyclopedia right here, the Jewish Almanac, and I have quote after quote after quote. Leo Hyman here has written about Professor Nathan Pollock, who's a Tel Aviv University professor, who's talking about that the Jews there now are not Jewish, they're Gentile. They're the Khazars, he calls them. We've learned to say Khazar, but he calls it Jewish Khazar Alliance there. But these are the people that migrated to Israel from the East, over in the Middle, or not the Middle East, but Eastern Europe. And they're not Mediterranean Jews at all. And I have work after work after here by Jews. All of this is written by Jewish people, talking about the Khazars and Ashkenazi Jews, showing a map here of where they came from in Europe, and that they stayed in here, that they have no Semitic blood whatsoever. Never been in the Promised Land, never been in Israel, never been in Palestine and Judea before in their history. And yet they are the people that in Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, Jesus said that there would be Jews calling themselves Jews that are not. And I think as Jack Bernstein who wrote a book about this situation. Jack Bernstein's an American Jew who went to Israel during the Six-Day War, to try to help establish Israel. He found out it was a lie and came back and was persecuted because he found out that it was a communist movement over there and that he was a Jew and wanted to go over and help build Israel. And because he married a real Jewish woman, a Sephardi Jew, a Mediterranean Jew, who are horribly treated over there by the Ashkenazi Jews that came in from Eastern Europe, he said that he's an Ashkenazi Jew himself, Jack Bernstein is. American Jew, and he says, but when he married a Sephardic Jew, a real Mediterranean Jew from Palestine, he was ostracized, he was kicked out of his government job, he wasn't allowed to have government housing anymore or anything, and he was treated like a dirtbag, and he wrote a book about it, and I have some of his quotes here, and professors from Israeli universities over there in Palestine, and others, quote after quote after quote, that a Jewish brother gave us here. And I just want to say that we should be concerned about this for one reason, folks, is because 99%, maybe 99.9% of Christian Americans believe a lie, that these are God's chosen people over there today. And according to every single writer I have here that Jews have given me, brothers, great American Jews in law enforcement and military here in America, and here's my book given to me by a dear brother who's a Jewish police officer, Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe. They all show and prove that these people over there calling themselves God's chosen people are not. They're Gentile, and they're over there committing fraud against the people of Palestine. And, of course, the people of Palestine know this. They know they're not Semitic people. Matter of fact, I have a quote here from one of these people that so says that Christians. Jack Bernstein wrote his book in 1984. No, that's not the part here. Let me look back here. Certain religious groups. No, that's not it. Well, I can't find it right now, folks, but what I'm telling you is this. It's important to all of us to know why we're in the Middle East right now, losing our brothers and sisters, some of them Jewish, by the way, in these wars for oil and wars for these Gentile Jews over there calling themselves God's chosen people in Israel. And these are the Zionists who are atheists. Mostly the Zionists who moved in there from Eastern Europe and took over and moved the Palestinians out, claiming they were God's chosen people, and they were not, are Zionist atheist, communist type Jews, or Gentiles, rather, calling themselves Jews. And there's some very angry Jewish people out there that can't stand these Zionists because they believe in they hate Jesus Christ, they hate God, they're atheists, and they're trying to set up a secular system there in the Holy Land, and they're doing a lot of damage to the true Jews who love Israel, love God, and love His Word. And so we're in communication with those groups, our two police and military groups here, because we have a lot of Jewish people who are cops and soldiers who are against the Zionist communists over there for taking over the Holy Land. And so they give us all this material, and we have stacks of it, books and all. We try to consume it because they tell us this is very vitally important because our soldiers and police officers are over there, and I say police officers because many of my friends in law enforcement have gone over there now to police the dirty, nasty Arabs, they're told, for the Zionists, and a lot of our brothers and sisters are going to get killed in the future being over there to take over that area for these international crime families that run the Zionist movement, and they're internationalists, just like George Bush and his crime family here in America, and Tony Blair and the crime families that rule England, and they're working together to use American world government system, folks. And we have to know who the players are. If we don't know who the enemies of God and enemies of liberty in America are, how can we fight these people? How can we say no to entering into these wars to serve as mercenaries to set up this Antichrist world government system like we are today? So it's vitally important. And I'd like to just take a moment to say, if you'd like to call in and confront me on this, if you want to say something to me, if you want to add to it, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But somewhere, folks, we have to come to the point where we have to discuss the truth and dig for the truth. Now, as I told you some weeks ago, a dear brother of mine in law enforcement in New York and the New Jersey area just came down on me like a ton of bricks because he thinks I'm talking anti-Semitic and I hate Jews. Well, this is absolutely not true. I have so many good Jewish brothers and sisters in law enforcement, in the military, and in the private sector. Matter of fact, a number of them live right here in our Idaho County, Idaho area that are just absolutely great Americans. We don't agree religiously because they're Jews. Okay, they haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but that's okay. We live together just fine, and we love each other. I pray for them, and they probably pray for me, okay? But I certainly don't hate people. I hate evil. I hate evil. If you're an evil person, well, God told us in the scriptures I'm supposed to pray for you and love you, but I can also hate you. You're evil, okay? And that's appropriate. So call in tonight if you'd like to and tell me what you think. But I want you to continue to feel free to send us all kinds of material as you're doing. Every day we receive a tremendous amount of mail, and our two police and military associations here appreciate that because we're trying to learn all the time what's really going on, who's behind the mask, who's behind the curtain pulling the strings of the puppet out here dancing for us and leading us astray. So I'm happy to say that we are learning. We certainly are. One thing you sent me not too long ago was Lord Bertrand Russell, who was addressing an international conference, and it was an international conference of parliamentarians in Cairo, February 1970. And Lord Bertrand Russell was a very evil, evil man. He's part of this globalist movement, so I'm a little shocked at what you sent me here. But it was reprinted, you say, in the New York Times, February 23, 1970. And here's what he had to say. He says, the tragedy of the people of Palestine is that their country was given by a foreign power to another people for the creation of a new state. The result was that many hundreds of thousands of innocent people were made permanently homeless. With every new conflict, their numbers increase. How much longer is the world willing to endure this spectacle of wanton cruelty? It is abundantly clear that the refugees have every right to a homeland from which they were driven, and the denial of this right is at the heart of the continuing conflict. No people anywhere in the world would accept being expelled en masse from their own country. How can anyone require the people of Palestine to accept a punishment which nobody else would tolerate? A permanent, just settlement of the refugees in their homeland is an essential ingredient of any genuine settlement in the Middle East. Now, I want to say to you, that was 1970, but many, many Jews that I know today, Jews and large organizations called Jews Against Zionism, the Nutricarta Jews, another big organization, are against this Zionist destruction in the Middle East. And I listen to them because they're Jewish, you know, and they're very deeply concerned and know the issue much better than I do. And we're going to have a lot of death of Americans if we don't understand these issues, folks, because Bush is working with Sharon and Tony Blair to get the draft going so they can move into Iran and Syria and Lebanon and so forth, which means a lot of dead Americans. So we must be concerned. Let's go to David. David, welcome to the program. Where are you from? David?
Jack, I'm in your old grounds here in Phoenix.
Oh, very good, David. Welcome.
Yes, good evening. I was hoping maybe I could ask you a question a little off topic here. I sent you an email here last month. I talked to you on air, it was about a month ago, regarding the tsunami that struck Indonesia, and I sent you some material from a website that I told you about, indicating that the U.S. government may have been behind that.
Possibility, yes, we've heard that. Hold on, David. Yeah. I hear the music. We'll be back after the break.
Folks,
stay tuned for the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll wrap up the program when we return.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Something there in my diatribe about Sharon over there, this international bandit, Sharon, who now says he's going to give up land and running people off of it. Be careful, because he always says that, and then all of a sudden a mysterious bombing occurs, kills Israelis, and then he says, whoops, now we can't do it. But I want to share with you a report that came in here that says his intent is disputed, that some of Sharon's left-wing critics say he plans to use this withdrawal as a means to entrench Israel control over much larger settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem that are home to around 400,000 Jews. So be careful. He wants all of the Middle East, and he's out to get it. And so this this may not be what it looks like, even though it looks like some honest people are trying to make it fair for the Palestinians, and a lot of people are unhappy. Let's go back to David now. David, welcome back to the program, and you're talking about that tsunami that came down here not too long ago. Maybe government was involved, and we agree that's a strong possibility because of the technology they have today to cause tsunamis by setting off huge nuclear bombs under the ocean.
Mm-hmm. This is what was indicated in the material that I sent you, and I had wondered if you had an opportunity to peruse the material I sent you.
Well, some people here get material, and and sometimes I don't get it. But no, I don't think I did. But I'll ask around for it. I'll ask around for it. If it's here, you sent it, you say, a month ago?
Well, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think so, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see it, so I'll look around for it.
And then, as you said earlier, you were talking about Conquista and Aztlan.
Yeah,
there's no doubt that
Conquista.
How can the United States government lawfully turn our states over to the Mexican government? This is an act of treason, Jack.
Well, they do it all the time. They commit treason daily up there, and nobody knows and nobody cares. And this is a matter of nobody knows. For 45 years now, our government has been funding the Aztlan Reconquista program to bring in literally millions and millions, tens of millions of illegals in here, many of them revolutionaries.
Oh, absolutely.
Revolutionaries to take that area back through just attrition, you know, just overpowering the people there and having them move out. And people don't know that our government has funded that and worked with the different Marxist presidents of Mexico for decades to take that park back under Mexico. People just don't know.
This must be all part of the New World Order plan, Jack.
That's right. Divide and conquer. Yep.
They balkanize the United States and create a Tower of Babel. You know, the situation here in Phoenix gets worse every day with a communication problem, you know, Spanish and English, and they don't make any effort to learn English, and most of them don't.
They don't have to. They know the plan, and you're not supposed to know the plan. They know it's going back under Mexico.
Yeah, that's why the borders are wide open, and the Minutemen are not able to have a good impact on what the immigration problem.
That's right. I fought it for all my career there with the illegal aliens coming in, and let me tell you, brother, a lot of them aren't fruit pickers. A lot of them are military trained, and they're very good at martial arts, and they're very good at military arts because I was injured. I'm injured and in retirement because of one of these drug pushers that came out of Mexico illegal. So it's a rough scene down there, and it's going to get rougher because nobody knows what's going on, and the politicians are playing both sides of the fence.
That's right, Jack. I know that.
Okay, Brother David, thanks for calling in. Hope you'll call back again. Okay. All right. Lord bless you, folks. That's it for tonight. I think I've got some thinking going on out there. If you're doing some thinking, call me back tomorrow. We'll have open phones, I believe, tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about these things. God bless all of you, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.